Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When have you been late for a meeting, or did you miss an appointment, forget to pick up your kids? Because that's what we're talking about with the In Your Face app, which is for your computer. You can put it on, it's on Google Play or for the Macs or the iPad. It's not on the phone yet, but because we did have a text from Jay the mailman who said, "Hey Radar, what's the name of the app again? Couldn't find it for the iPhone or the Android." Yeah, this is for when you're sitting at your desk and you're like, "Oh my gosh, this just flashed on my screen. I got to pick up my
kids." So it's for your computer.
15 minutes, yeah. You're working at home or you're working at the office. You're like,
"In Your Face.
I got to go." It's called okay. In Your Face.
We need to get to these messages, though, about when you forgot your kids.
Okay.
Here's one that says, "This is the story of when my mom lost me. I'm one of five kids, and we were at a pumpkin patch up north.
Oh, no.
I was still in the corn maze waiting for them to find me. I was 11 years old. They left. My mom had no idea I wasn't in the car. Don't worry.
Bye.
They came back."
No! And we're talking about that, too, because I had mentioned, man, if this was around back in the day, I wouldn't have forgot my son, Bones, who got done with freshman year exams, and I left him in a rainstorm. I totally forgot to pick him up. This would have popped up on my computer at work. I'd have been like, "Oh, I got to go get him in 15 minutes. No, instead, I was 20 minutes late.
There's a story I remember being a kid hearing at one of my friend's house. They were talking about old family stories, and her mom was one of like 8 or 10 kids. There was a bunch of kids, and they were taking some road trip out west. And they talk about this story a lot. It's one of those, "Oh, remember when?" They stopped at a gas station driving out west, and her dad took off while she was still in the gas station bathroom. One of the relatives.
Just like a dad. "We got to stay on time. Let's go. We're leaving."
But again, you have all these kids. Look at what happened in Home Alone.
Right.
All right, do a head count. Is everybody here fine?
Yeah, we're fine. We're good. Let's go. You got multiple kids. That's what happens.
Did you forget your kids somewhere? Or maybe you were forgotten. You can call or text 414-432-1099.
Courtney, did you forget your kids somewhere?
Oh, I lost my kids somewhere. Yeah.
Oh no.
What's
happened?
A nightmare.
It is. At Old Navy. At Old Navy. When Brookfield Square still had an Old Navy.
What happened?
I was shopping with my sister. And I have four children. So she is my third. I was pregnant with my fourth, and she was like 3 years old. And so my sister and I were shopping together with the kids. We had to like divide and conquer. And my 3-year-old said she wanted to go by her auntie. So she went by her auntie. And so I was shopping, and I may be deep, so I'm, you know, whatever. But I looked down the aisle to see, and my sister is on her phone, and I see it like a little brown hair. I'm like, okay, she's got her. So then my sister and I, it's probably 30 minutes later, meet in the middle of the store. And I'm like, "Where's Allie?" And she goes, "What do you mean you have her?" And I was like, "I don't have her."
Oh, no.
So I'm like, right. And I'm like, "Oh my God, there's exits. Somebody kidnapped." I mean, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
that's
I'm
your first like, thing you think of, Courtney.
Your brain goes to the
absolutely
worst spot. You're at a mall.
And I'm like 8.5 months. Like, I'm pregnant, right? Like, I have two brain cells that are you could barely rub together at this point. So I'm running to the front of the store. And there is a crowd of people, like a half circle of people. They have little benches in the front of the store. And they see me running, like panicked, right, to get. And the crowd opens. And there's my daughter sitting there. And she's got this brown curly hair. She's cute as a button. And she's coloring. And she looks up at me and says, "Hi, Mom." And I was like, "Oh, my God." And I felt so horrible. And then the funny part was that I had a black jacket on. And she knew that. And she told my mom's wearing a black jacket. Well, I was pregnant. I was hot. I took it off. A different color shirt on. And then on the way home, she's like, "Well, Mom, they asked me what your name was." And I just, she goes, "What's your name? I just told them your name was Mom."
Oh,
oh my God,
she's only
this makes me want to cry for this poor little girl.
Gosh.
Poor Allie.
How old is Allie now?
18.
Okay, so you're not really losing her as easily.
No,
oh my gosh.
No, she doesn't let me lose her. No.
You have all of our hearts going out to you of how scary that experience was, but you painted it perfectly. You thought your sister had her. You took your coat off. Oh my gosh. And what a lesson, by the way. Parents, make sure your kids know your name.
Yes. Make sure they know your name.
What's I only know it as mom.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Mom. Oh.
Well, glad, glad she was found, Courtney.
Yeah. You and me both. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's terrifying. It's terrifying. I feel so dumb, and I'm sure they're looking at you like you're pregnant. Really, lady? You're going to have another kid?